Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today is the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and there are only 3 days until Ash Wednesday, so Lent starts this week. I'm not ready. Are you? The readings for today are super beautiful, and I feel like there was a lot that struck me from all of them, really. The first being that the psalm and the second reading reminded me of a couple of Matt Maher songs, so that was kind of fun. But going beyond that, there was just so much depth, and I was able to actually see the connections between some of the readings, which I'm not always able to see. But I wanted to dive in a little bit deeper into the second reading with you today, just as we continue to or begin to prepare our hearts to enter into this season of Lent this Wednesday. And so the second reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15. And he says, "Brothers and sisters, when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." So I don't know about you, but when I realize that this time, this season of Lent is coming, or even with Advent, but maybe less so, I get excited because it's a different season. You know, we're moving out of ordinary time and into the season of Lent, which will then move into the season of Easter. But I also get really freaked out and anxious because I can't stop thinking about what should I do, but nothing ever seems good enough. And so I've often been the person that in the past I've piled on tons and tons of things to either give up or add on for Lent. And most of the time I end up dropping all of them because I tried to do too many things at once. So it didn't really work out. And so even thinking ahead to this year, I'm just really anxious because I don't know what I'm going to do for Lent, what's being asked of me, what would maybe be good for me, like an area of growth that that could use some work or something like that. I just can't think of anything. And I think this reading is really good at pointing us back to not only like why we are doing what we do during Lent, but that we're not going through it alone. And so, you know, St. Paul says, "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So we know what happens at the end of Lent. Christ dies for us and then rises again because of our sin, and his victory killed death. And I love this line. It's so sassy. Like, where death is your victory, where death is your sting. So Christ has already won. He's beaten our sin and the death that comes from that. He's also overcome all of our anxieties and our failures during Lent, and all of the things in which we have like failed to grow in that relationship with him and failed to give him the honor and glory he deserves. But what that also means for us is not only has he already defeated all of that for us, but he's proven by the cross that he wants to enter into that with us. And so we're not walking through Lent alone, but we have this companionship in Christ who desires to walk with us, and the passion that we kind of choose for ourselves or is chosen for us for the 40 days of Lent. And the last line in this passage says, therefore, my brothers, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. So in past seasons of Lent, often I lost sight of what it was that I was doing and why I was doing it. It was more so just like, well, I need to be holy, and this is a season devoted to striving for that in a deeper way. So I need to do all these things. Rather than thinking about whom I was doing it for and whom I was entering into the suffering with. But St. Paul reminds us that in the Lord, our labor is not in vain. And so I think he's encouraging us to really enter into this with the Lord and inviting him into the work that we do. And this goes for all areas, but particularly in this reflection, as we're looking ahead to this season of Lent, inviting the Lord not only into our decision making of what it is that we're going to do, whether we're going to give something up or take something on for Lent, but inviting him into those sacrifices every single day, calling to mind his passion, but then asking him for the grace and the companionship to be able to sacrifice and suffer well throughout the season of Lent. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence in our lives. And we ask that you be with us in a particular way in this upcoming season of Lent, that we would never forget you or your passion, but that we would invite you into the sacrifices we have chosen, allowing you to help us carry our crosses and help us to never forget why it is that we do what we do this season, and help us to never forget why you did what you did for us. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.